Hi, my name is Rob Greenwell. I'm a program manager in the Windows Fundamentals organization, and I'm going to give you an introduction to the Boot Performance Assessment. For the agenda, we're going to talk a little bit about why boot performance is important, then what you can learn from running the Boot Performance Assessment, what metrics are captured, go through the workflow of the assessment, and then a brief demo of configuring, running, and viewing the results from the assessment, followed by a brief wrap-up. So why is boot performance important? Users will often equate the overall quality of their Windows and PC experience with the performance they get. For boot, we've all experienced the situation where we just want to get to the desktop, check an email, play that new game that we got, and we end up waiting and waiting a long time for the boot process to complete. And once we finally reach the desktop, we click on some icons and nothing happens. And that's because all the background processes are still loading, causing CPU contention, and causing us to wait. Today, users want a more instant-on experience. They want that consumer electronics feel from their devices and from their PCs. And while Windows has invested heavily into improving on-off transition performance, we cannot do it alone. We rely on the cooperation of all of our partners in the industry to help provide the best experience to our mutual end customers. So, what can we learn from running the assessment? We want OEMs to assess the entire boot scenario of their systems and images during the development process so they can assure they're delivering a quality experience for their customers. We also surface issues and point to potential remediation steps to give them guidance and direct them on how to make improvements to deliver that quality experience. ISVs and IHVs can also measure the impact of their specific applications, devices, and device drivers. Therefore, when they provide these to OEMs for their preloaded images or through the retail channel, they can also be aware that they're not negatively impacting the overall boot performance scenario. So what metrics do we capture during the assessment? We capture both boot and shutdown durations using ETW, or event tracing for Windows. And this is similar to the way existing tools such as the Velocity Kit work today. We also provide process level details such as CPU and disk utilization to give you a more granular view into the components that are being loaded during the boot process. And finally, we use a new technology called Assisted Performance Diagnostics to identify potentially problematic performance issues and provide remediation guidance. So a brief overview of the boot scenario. For the Windows Developer Preview, there's a new default boot experience called Hybrid Boot. This is initiated from the shutdown menu and leverages Hibernate technology to improve the resume scenario when users boot their machines. As a high-level overview, user sessions are logged off as normal, then devices, system processes, and session zero entities are notified that suspend action is happening. The Hibernate process ensues and data is written to the Hiber file. If you choose Restart from the Start menu, you will get the traditional boot behavior, and this is for servicing scenarios such as installing hotfixes or device drivers that require a full restart. The following diagram shows a visual representation of what the shutdown scenario looks like for hybrid boot. You can see the user sessions are logged off as normal. We then issue suspend to services and devices. They suspend their data, and that's written out to the Hiber file. If we look at the resume scenario for hybrid boot, we have an illustration of both the traditional boot and hybrid boot scenarios. And as you can see, there's a significant amount of savings during the OS initialization phase because we don't have to restart drivers and services like a traditional boot during hybrid boot. There's a brief resume devices phase, and then we're at the desktop and processing our post-boot items. Next, we'll talk a little bit about the workflow when you're running the assessment so you know what's happening behind the scenes. There's four main phases I'm going to talk about. There's training runs, timing runs, analysis runs, and then results aggregation. For training runs, we'll reboot your machine 6 times. This is so we can process all idle tasks, reset the prefetch cache, and allow the OS to fully train itself so it's more representative of a real-world scenario. The next phase, we'll do 3 timing runs. This is where we capture the duration-based metrics that you'll see in the results view, and we do 3 of these. These are also viewable as iterations within the UI. The next phase, we do two reboots and capture a CPU and I/O trace. In addition, APD, or Assisted Performance Diagnostics, will run on the CPU trace, and that's how we generate the list of issues. And the final step, we aggregate the metrics and issues into your final results file. And this is what you can view through the Results Viewer UI. Before we proceed, I'm going to go through a few best practices to be aware of before you run the boot assessment. As mentioned on the previous screen, we do reboot your machine several times. Number one, save your work before running it. We will prompt you to cancel if you want to. However, if you do not, within 15 seconds, the assessment will continue running. The next thing to be aware of is, because we do these reboots, you will be prompted for your logon credentials unless you've set your machine up to auto-log on. There's a couple ways to do this. One is set up a single user account with no password, or there's tools and registry settings that can be configured to set your machine up for auto-logon. But be aware, there are security implications of doing this, especially if you're connected to a domain. And finally, make sure all the correct device drivers, especially the graphics driver, are installed to give us an accurate and real-world view of your system as we're taking the performance measurements. Now, let's look closer at the boot assessment. Okay, here we are in our demo environment. What I'd like to show on the screen right now is Windows Assessment Console, as you would first see it when you first launch it. What you'll see on the left-hand side here is a bunch of pre-canned jobs, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the contents of those jobs, including one or more assessments. To find the hybrid boot assessment, click on Run Individual Assessment, and the Boot Performance Windows Developer Preview is the hybrid boot assessment. And this is the one we're going to look at today. To load up the assessment, you click on the box in the corner, and it will take you to the Configure Job screen. This is where you can look at the settings for the job overall, or click on the assessment itself, and you can see assessment-specific parameters. A little bit of information about supported platforms, an indication that it's going to reboot your machine, and a parameters section are on this screen. If we look at the parameters, the first one is number of iterations. Number of iterations pertains directly to the number of timing runs that we do. As I mentioned before, the default value is 3. Supported values are 1 through 50. The next setting is a place to specify an alternate trace profile XML. This is an advanced user configuration setting. We won't talk much about it today, but if you had your own Windows Performance Recorder profile, you could specify it here. The last setting is to enable mini filter diagnostics mode. This is an additional level of detail that the assessment will gather specific to mini filters. This could be very beneficial to antivirus vendors, CD or DVD recording applications, and other applications that use mini filters extensively. For today's example, we're going to keep just the default settings, and I'll recheck the recommended settings option. Now, to run the assessment, it's very simple. You can choose to package it to run on a different system, or run it on this system. Today, I'm going to run it on this system. I simply click Run, give it a name, and away we go. The first thing you'll get is a prompt to run axe.exe, which is a lightweight test execution harness which we use for performance assessments. The first thing you'll notice happening is axe will run and generate a machine configuration profile. This is basically gathering the hardware and software information on your machine and saving that to the results file. The next thing you'll see is a prompt that we're going to reboot your machine. You have 15 seconds to respond to this prompt if you want to cancel, otherwise the assessment will continue. Okay, here we are after the boot performance assessment has completed, and this is the initial screen that you're presented with. I'm going to walk through a couple of the specific details that you can get by drilling into the results, and then walk you through a scenario a typical OEM might go through in optimizing their image for boot performance. So first, a little bit about the overview. We give you overview metrics for both boot and shutdown in seconds. In this case, you can see overall boot was about 19 seconds, and shutdown time took about 8 seconds. Not bad. We'd expect a little bit better performance, though, as we get towards our shipping product. If I drill into the boot scenario, I can then see each of the subphases, such as BIOS initialization times, how long it took to read the Hyber file, all the way up through post-boot. In this case, post-boot is the longest subphase, which is typical for many PCs today. If I drill in further, I can actually look at each of these subphases in more detail. Let's check out resume devices. This view here shows me a very detailed view in microseconds of the resume times for every device that loads during the boot process. This is a very nice summary view for device vendors if they want to monitor the resume times of their devices. In addition, I can give you process level details for the phases as well. In this case, I can see total CPU and total disk utilization for all the processes that happened during this phase. These columns are sortable, so you can see which processes took the longest if you want to investigate further. Finally, when I'm in the subphase view, I can right-click on the computer name I'm looking at and show iterations. This will show each of the timing run results that we talked about prior, so you can compare between iterations in case there's a significant difference you want to investigate between each iteration the assessment is run. It may indicate there's some flakiness or some inconsistent results happening. Next, I want to draw your attention to the Issues pane. This is where APD, or Assisted Performance Diagnostic, surfaces all the issues it generates. And if I expand this out, you can see they are sorted by in critical nature, red being the most critical, yellow being less critical but maybe worth investigating, and anything that's of an informational nature will be a blue coloring. The next thing I'm going to look at is pull up a couple additional results that show how a system builder might manage boot performance as they iterate on their images going towards their final release dates. And so what I'm going to do is add a couple results to this view. And you can see I have a couple here. Let me just add these in. And this is how you can get a nice comparison view. So what I'm looking at is the same machine, the original result I just talked about, which was a clean install. The next one is a base OEM image, or what we call Fabricam here at Microsoft. And the final one is your Fabricam image plus a new application. An ISV provided you an update to their application, you've installed it in your image, and you've noticed your boot times have increased almost 2 seconds. So you really want to investigate why that's happening. What has this application done or changed that's made this change? The first thing we can do, let's drill in, see a little bit more specifics. So, interesting, we can already see that the post-boot phase is really where the majority of that time is being spent. So let's drill in and find out a little bit more what's happening. So as I go to this machine, I sort on the CPU usage, and I see one of the top contributors to this time is called appdelay.exe. Now this is a simulated application that we've installed that simulates a fairly common problem we see with vendors loading applications in the startup group. In addition, we can also look at what APD has to say about this. And as we see, as you highlight the machine name, the issues pane will actually change the issue specific to that machine. This is the one I'm interested in. I scroll down, here's the first one, and lo and behold, it's calling out appdelay. So, what's really happening here? This is nice to have. It pinpoints me to a potential problem, but really I want to see more details on what's actually going on here. This is where we have the link to WPA to do in-depth analysis. If I click on this link, what you'll see is WPA launch, load up this issue into its view with a pre-tailored profile that sets up the view specific for analyzing this issue. And as we load up here, you can see things come into shape. And you can see the first issue, same look and feel as we have within WAC, you now have within WPA. The top issue is highlighted. It's actually highlighting the phase where this is occurring. And we see our graphs here. We can actually zoom in if we want to see a little bit more detailed information. We can see this is the post on-off phase. We can see our utilization graphs. You can see we've got a couple spiky activities happening here. If I want to look at the process image details, I get the name of the app, the file path, a description, versions, and the manufacturer. If I wanted to follow up with this manufacturer, if it wasn't my component, I can easily do that. In addition, I can actually look at the stack details and find out a little bit more information about what's happening. Let me just expand this out a little bit, and here we go. We see that 7.2 seconds of CPU time is being spent in appdelay.exe. If we scroll down, walk the stack a little bit, we can see, here we go. It's spawning some worker threads, and it's sleeping, waiting for them to return. So this is something maybe the application vendor wants to look at. This is causing contention during the startup process, delaying other processes from happening, and it's sitting here waiting for this work to return. So this is a kind of a simplistic example, but it shows the power that APD provides by not only identifying from a results view, if I go back here, that potentially post-boot has an issue, to looking at the issues pane, to opening that view back into WPA and seeing exactly what's going on. It's a very powerful story we have here, and we encourage vendors to take advantage of it. This will conclude the demo part. We'll now return to the presentation. Okay, now that we've had a closer look at the boot assessment, we'll move on to some final points. First, we encourage everyone to make boot performance a top priority in your testing. Our customers are counting on you. Use the boot assessment to test your OS images, your hardware and software components. Investigate any high priority issues and follow the remediation guidance provided by our Assisted Performance Diagnostics utility. And we want your feedback. Use our tools and provide us feedback through the EEAP program. I hope you enjoyed this video. Thank you. Until next time.